A humanitarian group warns that children living in African cities are at increasing risk of exploitation, abuse, and disease. Save the Children says most of the continent's children eventually will live in urban areas. A new report says right now about 200 million children live in African urban areas, and the numbers are steadily rising. Save the Children says that social and development policies are ignoring the reality that more children are living in slums with devastating impacts. The report says sub-Saharan African cities have the highest degree of urban poverty and prevalence of slum populations in the world. Voices from Urban Africa, The Impact of Urban Growth on Children, is based on research in Ethiopia, Malawi, Mali, South Africa, and Zambia. Carol Miller is Save the Children's Deputy Area Director for Programs for Africa.
It's the voices of children in communities, because we talk to over 1,000 children and their families and community members about what are they experiencing. And to me, that makes it really urgent when you hear what some of the things that children said to us in this report. I mean, one little boy, when my father cannot find a job to do, he fails to buy food, and we stay hungry at home. On and on. The report is very rich in the voices of children, and it's something that we need to take seriously.
The report says more than half the world's population now lives in cities, and each year the number of urban residents increases by nearly 60 million. It adds that by 2050, two-thirds will live in urban areas. In Africa, about 1 billion people are expected to live in urban areas by 2040.
Africa's youth population is the fastest growing, ages 15 to 24 in the world. So the growth rate in secondary cities caused us to pause to think, all right, what are we doing and what do we need to know to really impact the lives of children?
The report says many governments underreport the size of urban populations, especially in slums and informal settlements. Miller says there are four priorities that must be addressed to ensure the health and safety of children in urban settings: health and nutrition, livelihoods, education, and child protection.
As we talk to local NGOs, non-governmental organizations across Africa, this issue of unaccompanied children, children on the streets, talking about buses pulling into Addis Ababa, and there are actually people watching to see if a boy or a girl is unaccompanied, and then preying on them for sexual purposes or others. And there was a household in Malawi, one that we interviewed, with four children out of school, no adult in the household, relying on an uncle to give them some money now and then, out in the streets begging.
Urban settings often lack the community protection that exists in rural areas.
In a rural setting, you're likely to have a grandparent or an auntie or an uncle. People in your community know you. You move to an urban setting and that disappears.
The report says poor children are often not in school because they face many barriers, such as fees, disabilities, lack of food, bullying, and sexual harassment. Their health is put at risk, it says, from a lack of clean water and sanitation, poor nutrition, and a lack of access to health care due to cost, travel, waiting times, or other reasons.
When you have young people moving into urban settings and needing access to reproductive health, for example, and some clinics say, no, we're not going to provide family planning to this young girl, so what choices does she have?
Youth unemployment is also a major problem in African cities. Miller says high youth unemployment was a factor in the uprisings during the Arab Spring. Among its recommendations, Save the Children calls for holistic child protection systems, like those in developed countries, enhanced hygiene and sanitation awareness and practices, trained community health workers, linking youth skills training to the awarding of grants and loans, better access for the disabled, and quality control, standards, and training to support early child care development. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.